My friends, today on day 28, we are praying for the souls in purgatory that experienced some sort of negligence in their spiritual duties. Yikes, today hits a little bit closer to home. Today that could be one of us. I think about all these different comments that I've read because of past videos where people talk about, oh my gosh, when I was praying, I was distracted. When I was doing this, I wasn't very focused. When I was doing that other spiritual exercise, I was maybe not putting my whole heart into it. So we realize when these defects are put out there, that they are being purified for those that are in purgatory, we realize that we commit these. Now, we may not be priests or religious that have these specific spiritual duties, such as saying the Mass, or the office of readings, the Liturgy of the Hours, or these other things that those religious communities have to do. But we, as lay people, do have spiritual duties that we have to tend to. What are we gonna do? Well, here is where it's really important. This one spiritual principle that I find super important. I get it from the scriptures where Jesus says the children of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. Now, what does that mean and how do I interpret it? That those that are secular are more professional and better at doing what they do than we are. And you could see this all around. When you look at the Catholic Church and you look at Catholic people and you look at anything produced by Catholic anything, usually it's done kind of homemade, sort of cheesy, unprofessional. It just kind of gives you this cringe. And when you go to look at Hollywood things and secular things, and the way that secular people promote their products, they're so professional, they're so amazing, they're so wise. They do it so wonderfully. And if we had the same zeal as the people of Coca-Cola did, the whole world would be converted by now. But we're not, because we don't want to learn from secular people. We're too proud. So this is what we need to learn. We need to prepare if we want our spiritual duties to be done well. That is what we need to learn. So I have learned this in making my YouTube videos. Now, whenever I learn how to improve my videos, I never go to a religious source, ever, 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 ever. I make it almost like a commandment. Do not learn from other spiritual YouTubers. I learn from the best secular YouTubers how to make good videos because they know what to do. And one of the things that they say is prepare, 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 prepare. Get your script ready, make out your layout, write your storyline, think about what you're gonna say, go shoot, go do this. They have all these amazing things that they do before they actually make the video. And before, what I used to do, I would just show up in front of the camera and just make a video, and guess what? It would not turn out very good. Well, how does this apply to our spiritual duties? It's the same thing. Many of the things that you guys complain about are, I'm distracted when I pray the rosary, when I do this, this happens, when I go to Mass, I can't get much out of it. You complain about all these things. Well, what can we learn from secular people? Prepare. Now, this is something that we need to be honest about. Do you prepare before you pray? Do you pray before you pray so that you're ready to pray when it comes time to pray? Before you go to Mass, do you read the readings? Do you shut off everything electronic and stop distracting yourself in all these ways so that when you go into Mass, your mind isn't filled with all types of garbage? Do you make any time to just let your mind settle down, let your heart settle down, write down what you're gonna pray about before you even go to pray? Now, can you imagine if you were gonna meet with the president? Wouldn't you wanna make a list of questions? Or if you were gonna meet with someone that you really loved, or if you're gonna meet with someone that you thought was a really amazing person, you would make a speech prepared and talking points and questions. You would take a shower, you did all these things, you would get ready to meet them so that the moment of meeting them would be more fruitful. Well, why don't we do that when we pray? Why don't we write down what we're gonna pray about? What's today's prayer topic? Am I ready? Have I taken a shower? Have I brushed my teeth? What am I gonna talk to Jesus about? How long am I gonna pray? No wonder our prayer and our spiritual duties are done so poorly. We show up having done nothing and expect magic to happen. And yet, we turn around and do our secular activities and don't treat it the same way. So I bet you all of you do preparation in your own areas of life. Maybe when you cook, think about how you prepare it. You probably go to the grocery store, you make a list. You look at the recipe, you check another recipe. You do all these different things, and that's why your food tastes so good. Maybe you go on a trip and you prepare in that way. Learn from your own secular activities what to do in your spiritual life. Now, maybe some of you are saying, hey, Alvaro, I only have an hour to pray. I can't take another 30 minutes to prepare. How am I gonna do that? Well, let me suggest to you, take the time within the time that you have. So if you have an hour, take 15 minutes to prepare where you're not praying within that hour. And then you pray for 40 minutes and then you spend 5 minutes afterwards evaluating, how did it go? What can I do better next time? So, but you say, well, then I'm only gonna pray 40 minutes and not a holy hour, but better for you to pray 40 minutes that's fruitful, whereas an hour where your mind is wandering everywhere. Or if you're gonna pray a rosary, it would be so much better and more efficient for you to spend 10 to 15 minutes to turn everything off, settle down and get ready to pray, and then pray your rosary so that your mind is there, so that you're ready to meet the people and the person that you are speaking with. My friends, earlier today, I was looking at some of my past YouTube videos, and I was seeing exactly these mistakes that we all make in our spiritual life. I wasn't ready. I didn't prepare. I didn't really write out what I was gonna talk about. I kind of went off the cuff and thought it would be amazing. And guess what? It wasn't. If not, go check out some of my older videos. They're simply not as good because I didn't take all this time to get ready to do what I'm doing right now. And my future videos will be even better because I will prepare so much more. Our spiritual life should grow in the same way. We should say, I was not praying very good a year ago. Right now I'm praying better, and in a year I'm gonna pray even better. But many of us, if we look at the last 5 years of our life, we've been praying exactly the same way. There's something wrong with what we're doing, and we must purify that in purgatory. My friends, today, day 28, we are praying for those who were neglectful in their spiritual duties. If this video has added value to your life, please watch it in full. Please hit that like button because it helps it spread to everyone on YouTube. Please subscribe and pray for me in this channel. Let's persevere. We just have a few more days in purgatory and we are gonna enter into hell and meditate on that reality so that we can get ready for Easter. My friends, God bless you, and I will see you tomorrow in day 29.